Joined here by head coach Lee Warford, making our way over to Pattonsburg. Going to talk some Panther basketball first with Coach Warford, then with Coach Putoff. It's a trip to Gilman City tonight. We talked Gilman City basketball yesterday on the coaches' shows with the Pattonsburg side tonight here with Coach Warford. You mentioned it, Coach. Gilman City, they're showing some ability. They're hovering right about the 500 mark. You're kind of in the same spot. So this feels like, for a non-conference game, I know it's a rival game. It's a big one tonight for both sides.
Yes, this is quite a rival game, and it's really turned into more of a rival game since a lot of these kids had co-opted and played softball together in junior high. Gilman and Pattonsburg have had some a long-standing time of playing each other way back from the start of the HDC conference back in the 50s, and this just is a nice little rivalry, and Gilman City is a tough gym to play in. Gilman usually plays pretty well on their home floor. It'll be a tough matchup for us tonight.
We would be having, if not for that tough loss to Princeton, we'd be having a discussion about a winning streak. Things are going well. It's amazing how you lost by four. You played well, but you lose by four, and that does change the discussion going into Tuesday, doesn't it?
It sure does. Of course, this game tonight could have implications for definitely the seeding of the Gilman City tournament and very possibly the seedings for the district tournament.
I'm just making assumptions here looking at a 59-55 final, but the scoring is pretty good in that game. Certainly it was competitive. Was it as entertaining of a game as that score might indicate, Coach?
It would have been a great game to have been a fan at. Both teams played very intense for 32 minutes. And two of the area's best guards matched up, very similar in scoring. Of course, their styles of play are a little bit different, but it was a fun game to be a part of, even though we were on the losing end. I thought we showed some growth during the game, especially in the fourth quarter when we'd gotten down 7-8 points and came back and cut it to one and had the ball. But I just thought it was a game that was good for us to grow with.
Yeah, 59-55, the final, so that drops Pattonsburg overall to 3-4. Was it, and you obviously talking about Caitlin Jones on your side and Addie Henke on the other. Are they both good enough and played good enough Friday night, Coach, where they kind of zeroed each other out with their level, and did it turn into a game to just see who got more from the supporting cast on Friday?
I looked, and our top two scorers outscored their top two scorers by 6 points, and we lost by four, so that everybody else, there was a 10-point swing there.
When you look at Gilman City as a whole, as we look at tonight, what impressions about Gilman City? Where are the areas that you look at and say we got to slow them down?
They don't have a weak player. They put five solid basketball players on the court. They execute offensively pretty well. I know I've watched that film of them playing Albany the other night, and at one point in the fourth quarter, the announcers who were doing the game for Albany TV said that both teams were shooting under 20% from the field, and we can't expect Gilman to shoot under 20% very often, because they do have some good scoring threats.
You mentioned, not that I've spent a lot of time shooting basketballs in that gym, but when you shoot in a very enclosed barn situation, it makes it a very unique setting. But to me, it looks like a very difficult place to kind of get used to, because you got the curvature of that barn coming right over the basket. That makes it very unique.
It does. And I'm not sure whether it's that the visiting team is at such a disadvantage, or if it's just a real home court advantage for Gilman. A lot of it could be that they just play very well on their home court.
I know in your dome, the sound really reverberates in there. It's been several years since I've been over to Pattonsburg. Hope to make it back there soon. But certainly from being at Gilman City and covering the tournament last year, that is a small facility, but boy, when it's packed and there's an entertaining game, it gets loud in there.
It gets very loud, the electricity just goes through the gym.
with your team, Coach, what's on your to-do list for getting better as a basketball team? You got a couple of days of practice. Obviously, you have a game tonight, but when you get the girls in practice, what are you working on to get better at?
Well, every game we've played, we've gotten off to a good start in the first quarter, and we have struggled a lot in the second quarter all year. And against Princeton, I thought we kind of got over that hump, so we're stressing, that every possession, let's make sure we get a good look. Going back to that Princeton game, I really thought the swing in the game was about 3 minutes in the third quarter. We were down one, and offensively we went soft. We came down in five straight possessions, took a three-point shot on just one pass. And I thought that, and we didn't hit any of them. And during that swing, we went down by 8 points. And, we shoot the three some, but not every trip down the floor. We're more of a take the ball to the basket type team. And we kind of went away from that. So we stressed, let's don't play soft. Of course, we have three rules on our team. They're called the three S's. Don't be soft, don't be selfish, and don't be stupid. And, for 31 minutes, I thought that we took care of all the S's. So we've just stressed that. We're still stressing the transition off of a missed shot. I haven't think we've done that very well all year. We get a steal or something like that, we're pretty good in transition, and we're pretty good one-on-one transition. But just to do the true old-style fast break where somebody gets a rebound, throws an outlet pass, makes another pass, cutter to the basket, we're not doing that very well right now.
Pattonsburg will be at Gilman City tonight at 6. Is back home on Friday for another conference game, this one with North Harrison, 6 o'clock on the 15th. Coach, appreciate the time. Safe travels. Good luck over at Gilman tonight.
Thank you, sir.